Figure 8.5 shows another way to represent the sine and the cosine terms of the Fourier series, and that's through the use of a phasor. A phasor has a magnitude and a phase and can be drawn on the unit circle. The unit circle has a real axis and an imaginary axis. If we project the magnitude of a phasor onto the real axis, it becomes A1 cosine of that term, and if we project that phasor magnitude onto the imaginary axis, it becomes the sine term. So a phasor is just simply a combination of the cosine and the sine terms for each particular frequency of interest. The phase is measured from the real axis, so in this case, in figure 8.5, we see a positive phase angle. If the red vector, the phasor, was below the real axis, that would be termed a negative phase.